please. Actually, let's go to the... No, we can do it. Time's certain. Let's do 858. Go ahead and read it, please.
Proclaim August 2017 to be International Rose Test Garden Centennial Month in Portland.
Colleagues, I have a proclamation, and then we have a couple of guest speakers, Kimberly James and Harry. If you are here, you're certainly welcome to come on up while I read the proclamation. Whereas the International Rose Test Garden had its beginnings in Washington Park, Portland, Oregon, in 1917 as a sanctuary for European roses threatened by World War I. And whereas the International Rose Test Garden yearly hosts over 700,000 visitors from around the world. And whereas the International Rose Test Garden is the oldest public rose test garden in the United States. Whereas the International Rose Test Garden was recognized in 2006 with the Garden of Excellence Award from the World Federation of Rose Societies. And whereas the International Rose Test Garden represents a strong relationship between hundreds of partners, volunteers, the City of Portland, and Portland Parks and Recreation and the public. Whereas the International Rose Test Garden is a source of pride for all Portlanders and showcases a unique role in Portland's history. Whereas the City of Portland is looking forward to the next 100 years of roses at the International Rose Test Garden. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do by here proclaim August 2017 to be International Rose Test Garden Centennial Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. And we'll go ahead and turn it over to our guest speakers.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kimberly.
My name is Kimberly Bowen. I'm the president of the Friends of the International Rose Test Garden. So thank you, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. Thank you for having us today and for honoring the International Rose Test Garden in its centennial year. The Rose Garden is an icon of the city's moniker, the City of Roses. I represent the Friends of International Rose Test Garden and the hundreds of volunteers devoted to maintaining and enhancing the Rose Garden. A number of them are here with us today. We contribute thousands of hours deadheading, that's pruning spent roses, guiding public tours and answering questions about roses. We enjoy the tremendous support and partnership of your Parks and Recreation Department, represented here by Curator Harry Landers and Land Stewardship Manager James Allison. We also have a lot of other Portland Park and Rec folks here today to hear this proclamation. Thank you for your efforts on behalf of the City of Roses. The Friends will continue our devotion to another 100 years of blooms.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, City Commissioners. Thank you for your support of our world-class park system that has over 144 developed parks, 73 natural areas, more than 53 community gardens. These are exceptional and essential community assets. The centennial celebration recognizes many efforts and contributions of many hands across many decades. I want to thank you for your efforts, and I want to thank our partners. Portland Parks and Recreation has more than 200 friends and partners, organizations that define our work and make that work happen. In the spirit of collaboration and goodwill, Portland Parks and Recreation is sponsoring a community day, a free community day at the Garden on Saturday, August 26th. This is going to be a full day from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., where we welcome all Portlanders into the international spirit of this garden and this special place. This day will feature art, music, and other performances from Portland's many cultures. And the two highlights I look forward to most are art-inspired work from more than 60 Portland Public School students and rose-flavored ice cream inspired by our City of Roses. Thank you again.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. I have the great honor of being with the garden for almost a third of its life. It seems kind of hard to believe now, but I have the privilege of taking the garden to its international standing. So we're known throughout the world. That's one very proud thing that I can take with me as I retire. Thank you.
Thank you. And Harry, just consider yourself lucky that it was the last third of its life as opposed to the first third of its life.
Yeah, you're darn right.
Very good. Well, thank you. And colleagues, we've had a request to have a photo with Kimberly and Harry and James.
Before we do that, could I just
say
thank you to all three of you for being here this morning and celebrating the centennial. I also want to thank the taxpayers of Portland and the voters of Portland who approved the Fix Our Parks bond measure. Mm-hmm. And so in addition to the beautiful flowers, we now have an accessible walkway that will make a huge difference to everybody feeling welcome and being welcome in the garden.
Absolutely.
So I hope that people will come to the big celebration on the 26th, but also now is a very good time to go up there and just walk amongst the flowers and take the time to smell the roses. And thank you, Harry Landers, for all your work.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go to the next one.
Yeah, we'll have to.